The first thing you notice about Jim Pryor's carving is its placement. It's not on a wall or behind glass, it's hanging on the side of the Children's Library circulation desk, exactly the right height for curious little fingers to touch. Pryor says he thought it was odd positioning at first, but
the more I thought about it, it's kind of appropriate because when I was younger, I always wanted to touch the artwork. You could never touch it, right? And so if you have it low like this, and it's three-dimensional, a child can sit there and actually put their hands on it, and it won't destroy it. So that's kind of the whole point, is that they can, you know, they can look at it, they can touch it, and hopefully they can have questions about the ocean and the natural world and things like that.
The wood panels feature more than a dozen brightly colored rockfish swimming among bull kelp on a gray-blue underwater field. Pryor is a 50-year Alaska resident, a fisherman, and a sculptor. A lot of his inspiration comes from nature, and particularly fishing, he says. As for rockfish?
They're fascinating because they're beautiful fish, and there's a huge variation. You'll see one fish, and it'll go all the way. The one that looks like an orange tiger is called a tiger rockfish. And it can be anywhere from that orange and sort of maroon color to a pink. Tremendous variations in these fish.
That said, you might be able to spot one non-rockfish fish in the mix.
The only one that isn't a rockfish, and I kind of slipped it in there, is the long, thin one. It's a lingcod. And oftentimes, a lingcod will circulate amongst rockfish, and they prey on them. They'll, like, eat them. But I like lingcod because they're sort of a voracious, toothy fish.
Pryor, who says he's used to working with stone, carved each fish out of slabs of walnut using woodworking knives and chisels.
A palm chisel, which means it's a chisel that you push with your hand. You don't really use a mallet. So you push it. And so there was much blood spilt on this because the tools are extremely sharp. And if you're not careful, it'll really get you.
Each hand-painted fish features scales etched with a wood burner and three-dimensional spines made out of well-placed toothpicks. Asked if he has a favorite in the array, Pryor says,
no, it's every time I look at it, I think, oh, I like the tiger, and then, well, I like the China, which is the black and yellow one, and then, oh, I like the yellow eye, which is hiding behind the kelp. Each one, it was kind of fun as I was looking through the books and pour back and forth. First, they had to kind of meet a criteria. You know, they had to be in Alaska. And then it was something that was aesthetically pleasing to me, and then I wanted a real variation so that I could get different colors.
Pryor says he likes getting to see his work displayed permanently, especially in a children's library. The commission is part of a gift made by Madeline Poland Gale in memory of her mother, Estella Layton, who worked at the library for many years. So far, Gale's only seen photos of the piece.
Oh, yes. I like that a lot.
Gail, a former teacher in Kodiak, lives in Washington now. She says she wanted the gift to go towards something for Kodiak's children.
Just actually something lovely that kids would enjoy seeing and that I will enjoy seeing when I come up to visit.
The installation, which will soon be accompanied by a plaque, is on display now at the Kodiak Public Library. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.